I am confused about the order supplier viewpoint, by Krishna's mercy.
Chaturvidha bhajante ma, jana sukriti norjun, arto jigyasurarthi, gyani cha bhartarshab.
Quote, O best among the Bharatas, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.16.
One of the many terms I learned from the Associated of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada through books and recorded lectures is, order supplier.
Oh, yes. You will never hear that from others. There is a quote from Shakespearean literature about brevity being the soul of wit.
I think that is from one of his plays, if that is what you mean.
The idea is that the less amount of words you can use to get an idea across, the better.
I think that's how some of these people on social media become popular. They are limited in total characters for their posts, so they have to make their words count. Some of them are pretty smart, they come up with good posts.
You could say the same about those memes. Put a few words on a picture and you can explain complex subjects in an understandable way.
So the idea from Prabhupada is that we should not view God as an order supplier. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is more than the online retail outlet.
We shouldn't think of him as a store that we visit on occasion. Give me this. Give me that. Come through for me this one time.
Viewing God as an order supplier diminishes his role. It trivializes his position.
There is more to be gained from the relationship with him. Another comparison we hear is to someone walking on the road, carrying a heavy load. If they should meet God, they ask him to remove the burden. Well, that may bring short-term relief, but if you are going to ask something from the Almighty, wouldn't you choose something more important?
Here is where I am confused. I also know that the recommendation from the Acharyas is to approach Krishna regardless. No matter our material desires, if we are hopelessly impure, controlled by the illusory energy of Maya, still pray to the personal God.
Yes. You should do that.
Okay, but we aren't supposed to view him as an order supplier.
Hey, nobody is perfect. Tour is human.
Not quite sure I understand.
In Bhagavad Gita, we get the four categories that a worshipper initially falls into when approaching Sri Krishna. Someone wants money. Someone is in distress. Another is just curious about life and death and so forth. Another wants further knowledge of the spiritual side of things. None of them are perfect.
I guess most people would fall into the distress category.
Notice that they will not be turned away. If I worship a demigod, it is almost first come, first serve. If I really wanted to land the dream job, but someone else worshipped before me, then I am out of luck. What can the demigod really do for me?
I see.
The relationship basically ends there.
What relationship?
Between the worshipper and the benefactor.
Oh, right. Well, at least until the worshipper wants something again.
If you approach Krishna, the relationship doesn't end. The association is purifying. Not only will Krishna assess my request, but he will purify me of unwanted traits and desires. He will intentionally say no, which the demigods cannot do.
I see. But isn't such worship offensive?
You are still viewing him as an order suppler. But so what? Would we rather everyone become atheists? At least you are acknowledging his potency. At least you know that he exists. Whether full of desire, desireless, or desperately seeking release from the cycle of birth and death, go towards the personal God and be benefited in the long term. In closing, in offensive manner to be, when is order supplier to see, that this wish only granting, then maybe your name chanting, better that way still, with some hope to fill, because relationship bad traits to clear, and to liberation bringing near.